Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is a remarkable woman by the name of Heidi Kuhn. Heidi is the CEO. She is the founder. She is rootsofpeace.org. We'll have links to all of this up on the radio blog. And she is the 2023 World Food Prize laureate. And I was with Heidi just a couple of days ago in a presser, and I will admit to you, I generally do not get emotionally involved or attached to a story, but this one is a breakthrough. Heidi, welcome to the Business News Hour. So grateful you're making some time for us again today.
Thank you so much, and it's just an honor to be on this program with you.
I was so struck by so many factors going on with regard to Roots of Peace. And I want to start out just by having you describe what it is you've been doing for 25 years.
Well, thank you. You know, the focus of our work is cultivating peace through agriculture. And in the spirit of Norman Borlaug, where food is a moral responsibility of each child born onto this earth, each child born onto this earth cannot survive in a minefield. There are 60 million landmines in over 60 countries today, preventing not only a child to walk, but a farmer to farm their field. The land is held hostage by seeds of terror sown into the one Mother Earth that feeds us. And, you know, not only is it contaminating the earth, but it is preventing the peace. When people don't have jobs, they can't access their land, war begins. And in the case of Afghanistan, where we've worked for over 20 years consecutively, we have planted 7 million fruit trees on the war-torn lands. And the sustainability of that is that farmers have the dignity not only to walk their land, but to feed their families and to provide jobs. Roots of Peace is market-driven. Once the fruit is harvested, we provide the linkages to new markets in India, in Delhi, in Dubai, and the farmers are able to double and triple their yields and provide the income for their families. When people have jobs, peace through agriculture is possible. The vision of Roots of Peace is to turn mines to vines, replacing the scourge of landmines with vineyards and orchards worldwide. What began in the living room of our Kuhn family home on September 21st, 1997, has grown from a seed of an idea to impacting the lives of millions of farmers and families living around the world today. And I think very tragically, over a quarter of a century later, once again, beyond the footsteps of Princess Diana, which catapulted the issue of landmines to the forefront of the international agenda, once again, the world watches in horror to see Ukraine, a country that was formerly the breadbasket of Europe, also feeding North Africa with wheat, become contaminated by 30% of the land in Ukraine today is contaminated by landmines, UXOs, and cluster munitions. So it's a business deal, the business of peace. We need to get down to earth like never before, turning swords into plowshares, spears into pruning hooks, so that nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Last evening, when I was honored to receive the World Food Prize Award, the laureate, it is not an award for me to put on a shelf. This is a platform to lift up the voices of millions of farmers and families around the world who suffer the perils of landmines. And peace through agriculture is possible. I have seen it with my own eyes in the fields where I've walked, the minefields of the world, in Afghanistan, Vietnam, Croatia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Angola, Zimbabwe. These are farmers. And it was just such an honor to receive this award. And what I did last night in a very bold statement, I called forth a landmine-free world. Mm-hmm. And I also called forth the consideration, because this past week was United Nations Day, there are 17 sustainable development goals. I called forth the 18th sustainable development goal because all 17 SDGs may not be accomplished in a minefield. Girls may not be educated. They cannot walk to school. Clean water cannot be found because you cannot walk to the well. We have to look at the world in a holistic way. We have to have a big picture on what these seeds of destruction and hatred planted into the skin of the one Mother Earth that feeds us, how this not only causes the hatred in the soil, but the hatred in the soul. Because any mother who gives birth to a child takes about, you know, average weight of eight pounds is a newborn child. And it takes 8 pounds to detonate a landmine. So this is a matter of choice, whether we continue to watch with a sense of apathy these seeds of terror being sown into the earth that feeds us, or we take this pivotal moment from the heartland of America, from the soils of Iowa, to call upon the world to join us as we get down on our knees to plant the roots of peace on earth now. This is was just an amazing evening last night. I am so very grateful to Ambassador Terry Branstad, Mashan Hussein, Ambassador Kenneth Quinn. Yeah. They took me up to the Iowa State University, and they brought me into the Science Seed Center. And these were incredibly educated professionals who are, you know, cultivating these precious seeds that we were given to nurture and to feed the planet. This is such a contrast to the seeds of destruction that are also conversely being planted into the earth. So I hope to form a partnership. I think if peace is going to come from anywhere in this world, I think the possibility of ending this week of winning the World Food Prize Laureate Award, it's going to come from the heartland of America, because I can't think of more fertile grounds for peace than the soils of Iowa. The soil and soul may be renewed as these seeds of hatred are planted out, and demining the soil, demining the soul, demining our minds, and filling it with love. We as humans are born into this world with a capacity to love. And the earth, surprisingly, forgives us for these seeds that we plant into the soil and soul. And as we get these, eradicate landmines from the face of this earth, we will watch through future generations the seeds we have in common rather than the seeds that separate us. And the most intelligent laureates whom I had the honor of meeting for the first time, people I've admired throughout my life from afar, the fellow laureates came together yesterday, and we signed a proclamation, all of us, in cultivating peace through agriculture. This is our battle cry, and we are going to be joining the best practices as I advocate and partner with the demining organizations around the world, Tetra Tech, Mines Advisory Group, MAG. We will join hands and partner, and Roots of Peace. We do not do demining. We partner with the best, but through the advocacy of doing that, we will come in rootsofpeace.org as a nonprofit, and we will renew the face of this earth. We will plant seeds that grow and feed the future. And one of the fellow laureates said that, well, this is a business model for peace even further, for as we take out a landmine, plant a fruit tree, that tree will grow and bear fruit, nutritious fruit to feed the minds and bodies of future generations. But furthermore, the the seeds will flourish, and every tree planted will provide the carbon sequestration that will restore the lungs of Mother Earth that are suffocating, and that's why we're seeing these climate catastrophes emerging all over the world. This is not a political statement. This is a scientific fact. So I'm very proud to say, as the 2023 laureate, as a mother, as a grandmother, mother of four, grandmother of seven, I will take my footsteps for peace, and with every breath of my life, do whatever I can in my human capacity to call forth a landmine-free world. May we turn mines to vines and swords to plowshares, blood into wine and killing fields into abundant grapevines, whether we ferment or enjoy just the juicy nectar of the fruit or raisins. It's the grapevine that unites us. It's, again, the seeds we have in common as humanity rather than the seeds which separate us.
Heidi Kuhn, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She is the 2023 prize winner from the World Food Prize. Final question for you, as we're running out of time here. This is a business model, and you are reclaiming so much land for agriculture, and you said it so very well. I want you to touch on for just a moment the emotional conversation that we had with the three women from MAG from Vietnam. 50 years after the Vietnamese War, there are thousands of unexploded ordinances in that country. And these women are going out there clearing these minefields. Can you speak just for a moment about that?
Yes. Well, Roots of Peace has worked for the past decade in Quang Tri, Vietnam. Now, anybody listening to this show may remember that war as it defined my generation. I was a student at the University of California, Berkeley in the 1970s, and the Vietnam War ended on April 30th, 1975. Yet, since the war ended, over 100,000 innocent footsteps of Vietnamese children or farmers have been maimed or killed by the explosive remnants left behind. Places like Khe Sanh, Dong Ha, Cam Lo, Hamburger Hill. And we have been in there partnering with MAG to remove the mines and plant the black pepper vines. Again, another business model for peace. And the black pepper is being exported to the United States through Roots of Peace and Noble House Spice. We're selling it to Morton & Bassett Spice Company. And if you go out and pick up a bottle of Morton & Bassett Spice anywhere in your supermarket stores here and look on the back, you'll see the Roots of Peace logo, the grapevine and dove of peace. Now, who's on the front line of peace? It's women. And these Vietnamese women are putting their lives on the line because they are mothers and they have children, and their courage in being on the front line of peace. You know, I asked one of the women when I was there detonating landmines with Ambassador Kenneth Quinn in January 2020 in the former battlefields where he served in the Vietnam War, in the Foreign Service. He joined hands with me on my birthday, January 6th, and we detonated a landmine. When we asked the woman why she did this, why she did such a dangerous job, she looked at me with innocent eyes and said, "Mrs. Kuhn, we're very poor people. I have children. To feed them, I have two choices, to resort to prostitution or to have the dignity of being a deminer. I am making the land clear for my children. I am able to feed my family, and I have the dignity of a job that I am very proud of." So thank you very much for this interview. It's been an honor and a pleasure to meet you. I hope to come back to Iowa in a year, and let's plant the roots of peace on earth.
Absolutely.
Hashtag roots of peace. Amen. hashtag roots of peace. Hashtag food prize 23. Let's make peace go viral.
Heidi
Social Kuhn. Media, whatever we can.
Heidi Kuhn, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so grateful for your time. Thank you so very much. Please send regards to your husband, Gary, who has been by your side throughout all of this. And it was a pleasure to meet him as well. Take care and thank you.
Thank you, and God bless America.
That is the impassioned voice of the 2023 World Food Prize laureate. Her name is Heidi Kuhn, and we will have links to their website up on the radio blog. What a woman. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Heidi Kuhn, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.